Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Roger Craig. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is hit by the pitch. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Cannell moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field. Warwick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Warwick. McMillan scores. Altman moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Warwick moves to third. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cannell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Lou Burdett now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from McCarver to Javier and they have Hickman trapped. The throw over to White, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals won. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.